What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Richard Marks, right here waiting, and we are right here waiting with Sue Joy, author of The Joyful Table. Good morning, Sue. Welcome.
Good morning, Mike.
This is great. This is looking unbelievable today.
I know you're going to be happy Whoa. With me today.
Yep, I'm just looking at this food.
Your two favourite ingredients.
Indeed.
In my loaf today.
Cinnamon. Love it. Love it.
And dates.
So we're going to be talking about what you brought in today, cinnamon and date loaf. It looks, I can't wait to taste this. But we're also going to touch on the benefits and the health benefits of cinnamon back after this.
That's right.
Did you make this yesterday?
Last night I made it.
Oh, last night.
Mm-hmm.
Should I just get stuck straight into it? Do you reckon?
Really? Oh, look, go for it. Right. Absolutely go for it. I've seen you just sitting there drooling.
I'm gonna reach across.
You know,
I've just dropped a crumb on the floor. Whoops.
Well, at least I bought you a napkin.
What a waste. Dropping the crumbs.
It's
okay.
Moist, isn't it? Okay, have a taste. Then I'll describe it. Or maybe you can describe it.
Mm-hmm. Let me have a... You keep... You
okay,
start talking while I eat.
It's what you eat. All right. So this... How I would describe... This cinnamon date loaf is it's moist. Mm-hmm. It's quite a dense loaf because it's packed, you know, with a lot of different flours that I've got in it.
Beautiful,
not
dense.
Wheat flours. I'm talking about other flours, yeah.
Rich.
But it's got that sweet, mild flavour of cinnamon, which we'll talk about later.
You can really taste that.
Yeah, the caramel flavour of dates.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a bit of crunch in it from the walnuts.
Just got a crunch then.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, beauty.
But I actually created this recipe with a child because it was a childhood favourite of mine and I really missed it. So, like, how can I make, you know, I put dates in quite a few things, but how can I actually try and make this recipe like the flavours that I remember as a child? And I actually was quite happy with this healthier, nourishing version that,
I'm really happy about it. It tastes beautiful.
Good.
Because I love it when it's so moist like that.
Yes.
And not dry.
Yes. And I do too. Mm. And I mean, a lot of people will put butter on their loaf, but there really isn't any need for this. I know.
No, I wouldn't.
I like it just like this. But I know when I made it and gave it to my mum, she just went, quick, get the butter, put the butter on it.
Smothered it with butter.
Yes.
Oh, well, I can understand that. Is that probably a bit of a habit, though?
Yeah, I think so, a habit. But I think you need to try something first and try and see what you think before you start slathering other things and disguising some of the flavour. And we've got
beautiful.
The good cinnamon in there. What's called Ceylon cinnamon is actually called true cinnamon.
Which we've spoken about even a few years ago. I remember having this discussion with you.
Yes, and so we can go into the details later about... Cassia cinnamon is the other cinnamon, well, they'll call fake cinnamon or Chinese cinnamon. And it has a stronger colour and it's stronger in colour and it's also stronger in flavour. So if you use it, you may want to put a little bit less in a recipe. It's a bit spicier.
You can tell. Even eating that, amazing.
You can tell the real... Because in the stores, supermarkets, most of the time they're actually having cassia cinnamon in it because it's so cheap. It's so much cheaper. There's not a great difference in the health benefits of it, but there is in the flavour. And it's real cinnamon, you know. It's beautiful. And if you actually bought the sticks, you'd know the difference because with our cinnamon sticks, it's quite flaky where it's rolled up. This cassia is like really thick wood that's round. And if you look at them, you'll actually be able to see a difference.
It's funny you should mention, I've just stocked up on, because I'd ran low on my cinnamon supply. I just recently bought 2 kilos, which seems like a lot, right?
To other people, that would seem like a lot, but we use it in so much in savoury dishes, like in my Indian dishes. I don't think people realise a lot of the time that you could actually put it in a savoury dish. And they recommend that daily that we have between 1 to 3 teaspoons of cinnamon a day for health benefits.
I do that. I have it on my oats.
I know.
It's great. It's easy.
You just put it on everything. I do. In a smoothie, everything.
Now, I've had one. Yeah, actually, it goes good in a smoothie.
Yeah.
Now, I've had one piece, but you've cut 4, so I'm assuming you want me to try another piece, Sue. Is that right?
Yes, you can have another piece. But don't forget, the producer might want some.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. On 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike, and joining me in the studio this time every fortnight on Monday is Sue Joy, and you have brought in cinnamon and date loaf. Beautiful, moist, dense, rich, and the little surprise crunch.
Yes.
With the walnuts.
I know, I said there's a crunch from the walnuts.
Whoa,
you
this is
believe
awesome.
Me until you bit into it.
Beautiful. What else is in this one?
All right.
What's the ingredients?
Sue? Okay, so I've used a combination of flours in it.
Why do you do that?
Because it helps with the cost also. Uh-huh. All right, so I'll just say what I've got in there first. We've got almond meal in there, coconut flour, and we've got some golden flaxseed meal. So the almond meal, I know a lot of people, it's high in protein, but it is expensive. Excuse me.
Sure.
So I try to combine it with other things so we're not using as much. And so I've got 1 3/4 cups of almond meal, but I've got 1/4 cup of coconut flour. Now, coconut flour is, and this is organic coconut flour, and it is a much cheaper. Now, 1/4 cup is nearly equivalent to 1 cup of another flour.
Oh, I see.
It absorbs lots of liquid. So when you're using coconut flour, you're going to use liquid sweeteners or other liquids, and because it's going to really soak it up. Mm-hmm. And also the golden flaxseed. So these three things here are really full of protein, and we've got a lot of fiber there also. Coconut flour and flaxseed, really high in fiber. So these make it a really low-carb flours to make as a base. And then, of course, we've got the cinnamon, we've got some baking soda, and then we've got the walnuts, protein again, fiber again, lots of fiber.
Just getting back to the cinnamon, you've got, how much cinnamon have you got in
there? I have got 1.5 tablespoons in this loaf.
Now, that would, for most, would seem like a fair bit, because normally you'd put in a lot less, generally,
yes,
wouldn't you?
Yes, yes.
And that's, is that why I can, when I, that first bite, I could actually taste the cinnamon straight away?
Now, if you were using cassia cinnamon, I would suggest using 1 tablespoon.
Okay.
And it's, it's spicier. We're getting a sweeter. This is helping us reduce the sweetness also because the cinnamon, you know, gives a sweeter flavour. Mm-hmm. So just all that dry ingredients, I've just mixed that in a bowl. No machines needed. No.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, easy. Just mix all that round. No food processor.
Easy, Albanese.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, no. Anyway, we're baking.
Of course we are.
Yes. So, and then in a separate bowl, we're just going to whisk together 3 eggs and 2/3 cup of coconut cream.
Oh, yeah.
So remember I said with these kind of flours, you need more moisture. So we're using coconut cream. Mm-hmm. We're using a little bit of honey, some vanilla, pure vanilla extract. And we're just whisking that together. Then we're just going to actually pour the wet into the dry, mix it all to combine it really well. And then we're popping in our chopped dates.
All by hand. Nothing.
Nothing else.
No
all
appliance
by hand.
Needed here.
So pop your chopped dates in. I got my husband to chop them up last night while I was doing it to save time.
You're delegating. I
love
that.
He's my right hand there in the kitchen. And then it just bakes for 35 minutes. So it's not really that long. Then I take it out and I actually drizzle 2 teaspoons of honey over it. Now, you don't have to do it. This is optional.
Yep.
But I drizzle 2 teaspoons over the top. And it's really still hot. I've just taken out the oven. And then the back of the spoon, I just spread the honey over and sprinkle more cinnamon on the top.
I can see that.
Then in the oven I turned off, I put that back in for about 3 or 4 minutes just so that the honey melts a bit more and just soaks in the top a little bit more and holds that cinnamon on there. You don't have to do it, but I just thought that it looked quite nice serving it with that cinnamon look on the top.
Presentation looks really, really good.
Thank you.
And it helps with them when you taste it. So we'll take a break. I'd love to talk about some of the health benefits, particularly for cinnamon and also dates as well.
Yes.
We'll sort of cover that. Ah, there we go. You are on 98.5 Weekdays with Mike. Sue Joy is with me, author of The Joyful Table. Good morning, Tracy from Rivervale. Good to hear from you. Tracy's keen to try this.
Tracy. She contacts us quite a bit.
Tracy, we might have to get you in next time. Maybe we'll
get
Tracy
taste
into
test.
We'll get in touch with you, Tracy, when you're back next fortnight, depending what you're going to bring in, of course.
Oh, yeah, so now I have to really think
I'm
about
I'm just
it.
Making an assumption, yeah, Sue, that you're going to bring in something delightful to taste.
What if it's something yuck?
It's never yuck. Now, cinnamon and date loaf you brought in today, which is absolutely delightful. No sugar. It's has really
a little
healthy.
Tiny bit of honey in it with the dates,
yeah.
But no processed sugar. As we know, white white table sugar is void of any nutrients. It's just an empty. I wouldn't even call it a food. I was going to say it's an empty food, but it's no food should be something that nourishes us. So you got to think about if you want a bit of sweetness, think of something. An alternative.
And there are some great alternatives. Now, should we talk about, I'm keen to, you've done a little bit of research regarding the health benefits of cinnamon.
Yes. And
tell us more.
Yeah, cinnamon actually, it was early mentioned in the Bible, cinnamon.
There we go.
Yeah, it was even used to trade as a currency once. That's how special.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah. 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 Anyway, sidetrack there. Some of the health benefits.
We could do a trade soon.
you cinnamon. Want to trade for food?
Yeah. I've got plenty of it, sorry. Carry on.
So it regulates blood sugar. So anyone with diabetes or insulin resistant, cinnamon is great. You know, and the first thing I know, I was having a few problems with my sugars, but it's linked to my liver issues. And my naturopath first said, oh, do you have enough cinnamon in your diet? Straight away she said that. I said, oh, yep, I do. So,
yes.
So it also has anti-clogging properties. So, you know, in our blood platelets, it can reduce LDL cholesterol levels, which is the bad cholesterol.
Okay.
All right. So it lowers the risk of heart disease. Cinnamon has antifungal, antibacteria, and antiviral properties. So it's good if you ate some food that you think might be off.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Have some cinnamon. Yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't just,
antibacterial properties
you,
in it.
You wouldn't just go grab a teaspoon and eat
no,
it.
No,
no.
make a little bit. No, make a bit. Put some honey and some lemon juice and cinnamon. Mix around like a little paste. And then put hot water in it and make a cinnamon, lemon, and a honey drink.
Oh, I haven't tried that.
Yeah, make that. That's good. And if you've got a cold or flus, yeah.
So hang on. So honey, yeah. Lemon,
yeah.
And hot water. And a teaspoon of...
And some, yeah. It's actually in my blog on cinnamon on my website. There's actually a little recipe.
Well, clearly I haven't read that yet, have I?
Yeah, obviously you haven't paid attention.
Sorry,
all right.
So, carry on.
It has anti-inflammatory properties.
Mm-hmm.
So it is also, you know, good for our joints and arthritis. Yeah, so it helps with our circulation. Cinnamon can help treat symptoms of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. So for their symptoms, of course, there isn't any cures yet, but to reduce some of the symptoms, they seem to be using research that said that cinnamon helps manage those symptoms that people like, you know, reducing some of the symptoms and improves digestion.
Wow.
Now, I also knew, this one well. So it aids in digestion, soothes the stomach, increases metabolism, increases your appetite, and relieves flatulence.
I better have another piece.
You want to eat more cake now. It's quite a bit of fibre in there.
I might have a cinnamon sandwich for lunch today. So when you're rattling off all those benefits. So we'll take a break. You're on at 98.5 Weekdays with Mike. Sue Joy is with me, author of The Joyful Table. We've got a suggestion for next time you're in, Sue.
From Tracy?
From Tracy saying something chocolate.
Well, Tracy, I have just done a new recipe for a chocolate cake. It's flourless. And there's no totally. There's no even almond. There's no almond meal. Nothing in it. And it actually doubles, comes right high to the top of the cake tin, and then it slowly sinks down and kind of reduces down to its on itself.
Right.
And it's just like fudge in the middle.
I was going to say it sounds like a slice or a fudge.
Yeah, it is awesome. And I created it. For my own birthday cake in March. Yes. And it was such a success that I thought, okay, well, let's just, you know, go over this, refine it, and we'll put it up on the website. And I've popped it up there, but I haven't advertised it, haven't put on a newsletter yet or anything. So we could actually do that for
next fortnight?
Yeah, let's do that.
Chocolate cake.
Mm.
Whoa, I might pass on breakfast next Monday.
It's made with lots of eggs. See, breakfast.
I love eggs.
Yeah, breakfast.
Let's talk about the other health benefits of the other main ingredient, which is dates.
Dates, yeah. We can talk about dates and we can talk about walnuts.
Walnuts, yeah. Mm-hmm. We could cover both of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with dates, we know we get this caramel flavour. I use Madura dates.
Yeah.
And I use that because I know there's no preservative in them.
Ah, okay.
Yes, and they're large. And they haven't been dried out. You know, we sort of think, well, they've been slightly dried on the treat. But, and just easy to take the seed out. Mm. But they're soft, they're delicious, I know, and it's hard to actually chop them up without grabbing one and putting one in your mouth.
I always do
when
that.
When you do that.
Yeah, that's best.
But you've got to be careful because check the store-bought ones, the sulfur dioxide, the preservative in there, and we know how that affects people's tummies. So I just love that they're full of fiber. So we're getting lots of fiber. It's not just a simple sugar that's, as we just said before, no nutrition in it.
So good fiber, good for movement?
Yes, that's correct. Rich in potassium, copper, manganese, magnesium, and vitamin B6. So, I mean, when you're wanting to make something taste nice, we all like something a bit sweet. So we don't look for something that's going to give us benefits. We just don't eat it for the sake of sweetening something.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of think about, well, you know, what can I get? What more can I put in here that's going to give me some more nutrition? So,
what about walnuts?
All right. So walnuts, actually walnuts, we got walnut kernels, or sometimes people call it the meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of the walnut, which is because it's on that hard shell, round shell.
Yeah.
And as kids at Christmas time, you see them in a bowl and smash them with the hammer.
That's right.
Yeah. So walnuts, it's not just they taste yummy. They're rich in heart-healthy monounsaturated fats.
Okay.
And, omega-3 fats, which, of course, we know that we have to get it from food. We don't produce omega-3 ourselves. So we have to get it from food. And walnuts is an excellent source of omega-3 fatty acids. Walnuts contain several minerals, manganese again, vitamin E, and also B vitamins in them. Yeah, so they have anti-inflammatory properties in them, lots of good things, but you must store them well.
Walnuts?
Yeah, walnuts. So they should be stored in the fridge or you can freeze them.
In the fridge?
Yes. Always, always.
I did not know that.
Yes.
I've got mine in the pantry.
No, because walnuts are susceptible to insect and fungal mold.
Oh, great. Now you tell me.
All right. So you know how moths... Right. Yeah, have you seen in your pantry moths and things and you see all the little cobwebs in the nuts, walnuts? Have you never seen that?
No.
Moths love to get into the walnuts.
In the freezer?
Yeah, freeze your nuts.
Really?
Just take them out, you know, before you're going to use them.
Yeah.
But they freeze really well. I have a fridge in my garage, a spare fridge. Mm. And that has all of my nuts in it because I buy in bulk to save money and I'm always testing recipes.
Put almonds in the fridge as well?
Yes, yes. And my sesame seeds in the fridge because remember, they've all got oil in them. We don't want the oil to go rancid. And in heat and a lot of light, they can go rancid. We want to keep them as healthy.
I need another fridge.
Whoops, I could be selling.
So we'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. And Sue Joy is with me. You give us so much information, Sue.
I was talking too much off air.
That's okay. I'm jumping ahead to next fortnight.
I know, and I was talking about my new chocolate cake.
I've just seen a photo of it. Next fortnight, can't wait for that. But let's finish off, do a bit of a recap on this cinnamon and date loaf. Can I ask, now what was the, I always need to know, how long is this going to take me?
Turn over, see the front there?
Okay.
It's going to only take you 20 minutes.
Prep.
And that's including you chopping your dates.
Okay, so 20 minutes, maybe 30 for me.
Maybe.
I add on another 10%.
It was actually less last night for me because I did have my hubby chopping the dates for me.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so 20 minutes prep, and this only cooks for
35 minutes.
Why is that? That's pretty quick.
I know, but I've used flour in here that is really absorbent.
Mm.
So I've used almond meal, coconut flour, and flaxseed. So they've really absorbed the liquid. But I don't want to overcook it because I want to keep it nice and moist how it is, you see. And 35 minutes, with all the testing, I've done this several times, 35 minutes works out great. And then remember I said my topping that is just optional, that I actually put that back in the oven with the oven turned off for about 3 to 4 minutes, just for that little bit of honey on the top and the cinnamon just to sort of soak in to make that nice topping on it.
It does look quite impressive. The presentation looks amazing. Even
though it's just on this chopping breadboard.
Yeah, it looks great. At the end of the day, as long as it tastes okay.
I was actually thinking that. You said it. Yeah, as long as you can eat it, it doesn't matter how I present it. Yeah,
exactly.
I've got that.
Exactly.
Okay. So it's really easy, these protein flours. Just all the dry ingredients mixed in a bowl. Whisk the eggs with a bit of coconut cream and that little bit of honey, the wet ingredients, and just pour it into the dry, mix it around, and then mix the dates. Now, you're going to do it quite fast, which I describe in my directions.
Yeah.
Because we've got those flours in it that absorb liquid really quickly, we actually want to mix it when we get the wet into it.
Yeah, okay.
We want to mix it and the dates into it quite quickly and then into the loaf tin, because they'll start absorbing that liquid. Yeah, and they're going to absorb more while it's baking. That's why it's not a long baking time.
Okay, now, you know, the last fortnight you brought in the, was it the marshmallow, what was the?
Yes, the chocolate marshmallow slice.
Chocolate marshmallow slice. Now, just for your information, I actually followed that diligently, your recipe, and
yes.
I made it, and I put it on the table when we had our family over,
yes.
And they were, whoa, look at this. I didn't think, I knew I had a few issues with the base wasn't quite as nice as it should be.
Quite as firm.
But I'm sure I followed your instructions to the T, but I may have maybe been a little bit out.
You might not have been exact with your liquid.
Not exact.
So you said the bottom was a bit moist, yeah. But mine was crisper.
Yes, definitely.
So if you blend the coconut in your blender, over-blend it, I normally have the time there, which I had in that recipe.
Do you know
how many seconds to do it for? And otherwise, if you over-blend it, you're going to get more oil, coconut oil, come out of the coconut, and it's going to be more moist.
There's my problem.
You didn't read the instructions.
No, I may have not seen it.
But I do put there approximately so many seconds, yes.
There's a reason for
it. Yeah, there's a reason for it.
Now, if you just tuned in, Sue has brought in and we've been taste testing this beautiful cinnamon date loaf. Now, we're going to put a link up on our webpage. Yep. So if you head online to our website, 98five.com, this would be a good one to try.
Yes. And a great one to take to work. Even if you find that you don't have time for lunch. I mean, this has got everything that you need in there for a meal. You've got
Absolutely.
All that protein. You've got eggs in there. You've got nuts. Mm. You don't even need to have a sandwich.
One more before you. Okay, freezing.
Yes, perfect.
Would you slice and then freeze? Do you freeze it like in little sections or would you freeze the whole lot?
With this loaf, if I'm going to use the whole loaf, say if someone's coming over for afternoon tea and I've made a couple of these, like if I'm going to make one, I would normally make two, right?
Okay,
and I would wrap one and freeze it and keep it in the freezer for when someone's going to call in or a daughter-in-law says, have you got anything yummy in the freezer?
Ta-da!
And comes to the house.
There it is.
Yes. So I would give it in a hole and let it thaw out and slice it. But if I'm thinking of going to work lunch boxes, I would cut the slices and wrap them individually. Freeze them individually.
You wouldn't refreeze. If you took the whole loaf out, you wouldn't refreeze. You wouldn't put that back in the freezer.
Would just pop it in the fridge and use it for the rest of the week.
Oh, righty-o.
Yeah, just pop it in the fridge.
Okay, well, I'll freeze and bring the whole lot out because that way it's a good excuse to
eat
the whole lot. So really appreciate your time today.
Pleasure.
I'm looking forward to next fortnight because we are going to check out this
my new chocolate cake.
Special new chocolate cake with no flour.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. You are on 98.5 and this is Weekdays with Mike.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.